Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
We're happy to continue our regular feature Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. And today we're talking about an interesting program and about film. And the filmmaker Laurie Kahn was supposed to be on with us to talk about the forthcoming documentary Love Between the Covers, a film about popular romance novels and the author-reader community that sustains the billion-dollar popular romance fiction industry. We're unable to reach Laurie. So we welcome Plune Boresius, who is Director of Programs for Mass Humanities, who knows a thing or two about this. The film was funded by both Mass Humanities and the National Endowment for the Humanities. And with them, together, we will explore with Plune what motivated the council to fund and explore this topic. Plune, thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. So without Laurie here, tell us a little bit about this project and what brought you into it and what where your curiosity was in exploring this as a topic.
Well, first of all, Laurie is a fabulous filmmaker who makes very serious documentaries that are also really fun to watch. So for us, that's a really good thing to fund because we can do programming with it. And she tends to make documentaries on that circle on women's work and women's projects, so that her first film was A Midwife's Tale, based on Laurel Ulrich's exploration of the diary of Martha Ballard, an 18th century midwife. And when Laurie approached us about this project, it was a little bit of a surprise to me, simply because, you know, I think of her as of someone who works in history rather than currently. But it's a fabulous project. It's a very large. It's not just a film. It has a website with it. There was a conference at the Library of Congress very recently, and there's there's supposed to be in the future. There's going to be a lot of programming. What drew us to this project is, apart from the fact that romance novels bring up many, many serious issues and questions, is the fact that they have so many readers. I mean, here we are Mass Humanities. We are all about getting people to read. Here are people who read books by the dozens sometimes, who are a very strong reading community, who talk about those books, and who engage the written word. And so, you know, there's no reason for an intellectual snob such as myself to say, hey, this is not good enough. You know, I'll take Jane Eyre, but not a Harlequin romance. And so it's a really, really interesting project. And what Laurie did is what I guess is this incredibly strong suit of hers. She penetrated the community of authors and readers of romance novels. And there are very strong communities. One of the things that sets authors of romance novels aside, maybe from other authors, is that they actually have relationships with their readers. Some of them go on trips, on history exploration trips with the readers to explore, you know, people who write, women who write historical romances, to figure out the settings for some new romances. And so it's a very large industry in which is really cutting edge also when it comes to the world of publishing.
One of the things that this film looks at, as I mentioned in the introduction, and I just think it's fascinating, is the author reader community that sustains this industry, and that while sometimes there is a distance between the author and the reader, this is not one of those communities. As you say, one of the reasons that so many people will read dozens of these books is because the authors are out there talking to their readers.
Yes, and I think they support each other. But one of the things that, or maybe perhaps even the thing that is central to the romance novel is the HEA ending, is what it's called, Happily Ever After. which in and of itself, as a piece of literary history, is a really interesting question, and also as a piece of politics. And here is a very large community that is essentially really interested in how women's lives can can be satisfying, and how women can develop their potential arrive in a place where they're both economically successful enough to sustain themselves, or to live in any case, and can be themselves. And I think that interest, that shared interest, really ties the readers and the authors together into a community that is slightly different. I guess if you think of perhaps suspense or mystery, you don't have a community that's all interested in, furthering police procedure, for instance.
Right.
The topic is the issue.
We should note that this film is in post-production and it's being finished up. So at what point will all the programs start in connection with the film?
I think once the film is out, programming will start with
okay.
it. So essentially, films are always unpredictable.
Yes.
Nobody ever knows when a film is finished. But this one is, it really is in post-production. So I imagine that it will be finished sometime later this year, and then that she'll start working on programming and bringing it to the audience. And we will certainly we will be able to show it ourselves, and so we'll certainly start thinking about that and engaging groups of readers, perhaps in libraries, as soon as it's finished. The project has some couple of really interesting websites. One thing is that it has, Laurie calls it the Popular Romance Project, and it has a really great website that tells you all about that community of authors and readers, and there are interviews on there with various authors and various readers. One of the things that I wouldn't want to say sets them aside, but that marks this community is that the authors are from such different backgrounds. There are a couple of authors who are very much read, like Mary Bly, Robert Bly's daughter. She has a PhD, I think, from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one very popular author who was a surgeon and decided to write romances. And then there are other women who are entirely self-made. And this website gives you a real insight into this community and how it works, and also how it has embraced self-publishing and electronic publishing and is really on the forefront of all of this.
When you think about the funding something like this, and this ultimately is, as I mentioned, funded by both Mass Humanities and the National Endowment for the Humanities, and it's a large project, and it's a film, and it's a website, and it's something that will go for an extended period of time. It's not a short period.
Right. It's not something that, that's something we did this year, and next year we'll do something else. It will go on for quite a while, and the project got a lot of money from the National Endowment, and some questions were asked in Congress about it because it was seen as a frivolous topic, which I really find so indicative of, I don't know how to say that. I find it really indicative of our easy judgments
mm-hmm.
that we tend to make in politics, or that tend to be made in politics, just because it's called Love Between the Covers, or just because it is about popular romance, doesn't mean it doesn't take on really serious issues. That question of the happy ending, the happily ever after, here we have a community that works together at having writing about lives, imagining lives that are fulfilling, nonviolent, that usually have a conclusion that is sometimes magically, but sometimes really economically sustainable, and that engage a very large community all across, not just across this country, but across the globe. How can you say it's not a serious topic? If you think of Melville, who tried to imagine a happy ending of some kind in Moby Dick, where he ends up with Ishmael, who is chasing the whale in the water, or is the only survivor of this incredible adventure, and then he gets picked up by a ship called Rachel. So he sort of starts to play with that happy ending, and Hawthorne, who really struggled with that, and you know, I think we very much struggle with the question of the happy ending in our culture, and it's a big part of, I would even say, of popular Republican with a large R philosophy, is the idea that you're going to make it.
When just in what you just said about that happily ever after, but I think it's also just. Two points. One being the quality of the literature, because there is so much of it, right? Because we put it out often in a monthly fashion. There is so much. It's such a large section of the store. But also, there is the fact, to your point earlier, that okay, but who are we to judge what you're reading? Because the ultimate point is that you're reading.
That's right. You're reading, and you know, is it better than watching, or worse than watching major motion pictures or TV?
Right.
You know, I don't know. I think there's many arguments to be made in many directions, but not really one that says, oh, we should dismiss this, and we should not engage this community, and just say, oh, well, these are just bored Midwestern housewives, so why should we be paying any attention to them?
Did you find...
Plus, it's a $1 billion industry.
Right. So did you find any... You were talking about some ambivalence in Congress. Did you find any within mass humanities?
No.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we live in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. but more importantly, I think, is that we found at a much lower level, so that, you know, it's when you start spending large amounts of money that someone can say, hey, gotcha, I found a project that looks really silly. We fund a project like this in pre-production, gets $10,000 from us, which is really important for filmmakers when they start out. And it's in both money and an imprimatur. And I think everybody who looks at the projects more than just at the title immediately will see that it's a very good project and really interesting.
Well, I was sorry that Lori couldn't make it, but hopefully when the film is done and you start your program, you can come back and tell us about it. That would be very nice.
Sounds really good.
Lori...
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Lori Kahn's film, Love Between the Covers, is close to being finished, but not quite yet. You can see footage and find more information at lovebetweenthecovers.com and or popularromanceproject.org. Both links are on our website, as is the link for Mass Humanities. You can also go to wamc.org/roundtable to find all of that information. Ploon, it's always great to have you on the program. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thanks, Ploon. Stay warm. Again, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.